KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. The Army says a soldier was found dead of an apparent gunshot wound in the barracks at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. APRN's Steve Heimel reports the soldier was found Tuesday morning. The name has not yet been released. The Army says an investigation is underway. Alaska State Troopers are investigating the shooting of a 19-year-old Anvik man who was found wounded at a Grayling home. The man told authorities he was shot while he slept, and other adults in the home denied knowing anything about the shooting. The man is reported to be in stable condition following surgery. Troopers say alcohol was a significant contributing factor in the incident. Nome has had an uptake in red fox sightings this season, and their presence has been a nuisance for businesses and residents alike. Foxes recently chewed through insulation under the Aurora Inn, causing pipes to freeze, and Nome elementary students walking to school have seen and even been chased by foxes, increasing the concern for safety and protection against bites and the potential for rabies. Jay Fuller is the assistant state veterinarian for Alaska. He says that there is a certain level of rabies typically existing in normal populations of wildlife. The percentage of animals infected can vary per year and works in cycles, with numbers of infected animals peaking and then decreasing in other years. Fuller describes the virus.
Rabies is a disease of warm-blooded animals and people that's caused by a virus, and it attacks the central nervous system, primarily the brain tissue, and is invariably fatal in people or animals that contract it, that actually get sick from it.
Fuller says the virus is shed through saliva, typically when an animal is near death. The virus gets transferred when the animal bites either a person or another animal.
And then it spreads from the peripheral nerves. Like, you know, let's say I was bitten on the arm. It would spread up my arm nerves and go to my brain.
Fuller says unusual animal behaviors could be a sign an animal is rabid.
Sometimes they will be more aggressive toward other animals. Sometimes they shun attention, or they might, you know, be more bold or less bold than normal in terms of staying hidden from possible predators or enemies.
When it comes to preventing rabies, Fuller says avoiding contact with a potentially rabid animal is key. He says this means you shouldn't provoke an animal that might be acting strangely. As for pets, he says it's important to have them vaccinated regularly for rabies. In addition, Fuller emphasizes that gloves should always be worn when cleaning game. In cases where people may be exposed to rabies, Fuller says the animal can be tested if it can be caught. He says the state of Alaska is currently utilizing a new field kit test as part of a surveillance program researching the prevalence of rabies. The animal head needs to be intact in order for testing to occur. For more information regarding rabies, how to protect yourself and your pets, you can go online to alaska.gov and search under rabies. Democrats in the State House will take another shot at providing relief for Alaska students taking out loans for higher education. Anchorage Representative Les Gara says the student loan rate is more than double what an Alaskan pays for a car loan. The loan bill will be introduced next month and would have the effect of lowering rates by 3%. The measure calls for Alaska students to receive an annual reduction of 2.5% of the principal of their Alaska student loans each year if they maintain Alaska residency. Gara says money should not be a barrier to college or to job training. The Norton Sound Health Corporation is planning on opening a sobering and wellness center in the old hospital in Nome. The Substance Abuse Treatment Center will offer therapy, counseling, and sober housing. NSHC is looking to village-based counselors, tribal board members, and elders to help design the program. Substance abuse treatment programs will incorporate guidance from elders and traditional activities, possibly including retreats to Camp Nook, eating traditional meals, and skin sewing circles. Lucy Apatiki is a village-based counselor in Brevig Mission. She's co-chair of the Cultural Committee, the group of village-based counselors, substance abuse counselors, elders, and tribal healers who are designing the Addiction Treatment Center in Nome. Apatiki says the Cultural Committee believes incorporating Native activities into addiction treatment will help patients stay sober.
We believe that using our traditional values and our cultural activities as part of treatment, it will have a better outcome for our clients. Research shows that Native people who go into treatment and have some sort of Native cultural activities as part of their treatment are more likely to succeed once they leave treatment.
Emma Olana is the other co-chair of the Cultural Committee. Olana says the Sobering and Wellness Center will make intensive substance abuse treatment more accessible to people throughout the Norton Sound.
As you know, clients who need treatment have to be sent out to Anchorage or Fairbanks. So this wellness center or Leipzig opening in Nome will be a place for our region to go to.
Olana says they want to start renovating the old Norton Sound Regional Hospital as soon as possible. They're aiming to open the Sobering and Wellness Center by fall 2014, but they still need financial and community support. Locals are welcome to contribute to the planning of the cultural and traditional activities. If you'd like to contribute, you can call Behavioral Health Services at 907-443-3344. To hear more about plans for the Sobering and Wellness Center, listen to Profiles today after the 9 and 6 o'clock weather. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $1.70 an ounce to $1,661. Silver is down 4 cents an ounce to $29.98. Zinc is at 92 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive at 9:12 and expected to depart at 10:02. It's unofficially 13 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.